USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has announced he's nominating Amy Coney Barrett to replace Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. He praised her personal and professional accomplishments.
For the last 3 years, Judge Barrett has served with immense distinction on the federal bench. Amy is more than a stellar scholar and judge. She's also a profoundly devoted mother. Her family is a core part of who Amy is.
The president made the announcement from the Rose Garden. Barrett says she's humbled by the nomination.
If confirmed, I would not assume that role for the sake of those in my own circle, and certainly not for my own sake. I would assume this role to serve you.
President Trump encouraged Democrats to take up her nomination quickly and to refrain from personal and partisan attacks. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Republicans are responding to President Trump not committing to a peaceful transfer of power. USA Radio's Tim Berg has details.
The Republican-controlled Senate passed a resolution on Thursday reaffirming their commitment to a peaceful transfer of power if Joe Biden wins the presidential election in November. This comes after President Trump made comments that suggest a Supreme Court battle may ensue over the election results. Regarding President Trump's comments about the election, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows tells CBS This Morning,
"Well, I think he commits to a peaceful transfer as long as it's a fair election. And I think that even the lead up into this was talking about that very subject. We now know that we have a Department of Justice investigation into ballots that were discarded from veterans in Pennsylvania. That's very troubling. Anyone who sends in a ballot to find them discarded. What we want to make sure is that every vote counts."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Due to the continued wildfires in California, PG&E is calling for mass power blackouts. With more, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
Firefighters and officials at California's largest utility company are bracing for hot, dry, and windy weather again that may fan the flames of several major wildfires or ignite new ones. Pacific Gas and Electric warned that it might cut power, potentially affecting 197,000 customers, during which forecasters say a ridge of high pressure will raise temperatures and generate gusts flowing from the interior to the coast. PG&E initially warned that 81,000 customers in those three counties would lose power beginning later today, but expanded the potential shutoff when the forecast changed. The utility continues to track the weather to determine if it's necessary to shut off power to areas where gusts could damage the company's equipment or hurl debris into lines that could ignite flammable vegetation. PG&E equipment has sparked larger wildfires, including the 2018 fire that destroyed much of the Sierra foothills and in the town of Paradise, killing 85 people.
A well-known Oregon environmentalist who's been missing since September 7th has been confirmed dead due to wildfires. Family members of 72-year-old George Ataya confirmed that the remains were found on his property. He's believed to be the fifth person killed by the Beechey Creek fire, which is now about 50% contained. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.